Why do people put on a front? That is the ultimate question. Why do people put on a front? People are different. And I would rather people be their true selves than to give me this illusion of who they want to be. When you're not happy or you're not comfortable, people know. People just know. And some people numb it with parties, drinking, drugs, shopping, splurging on trips they really cannot afford, buying vehicles they cannot afford. My thing is, be comfy within yourself means you can be your truest self. If you're not comfortable, if being where you have to be makes you super uneasy, to me, that just means your life is off balance. That means that there's something in your day that you're not doing for yourself and it's showing, right? So even people with a need to be accepted, they have some work to do, okay? People who really try too hard or push to fit into something they're not really about, get on my damn nerves, okay? A lot of my appreciation for the 80s and the 90s is the fact that people were okay being their real selves. People were okay having real faces, real bodies, real skill, liking the music that they like, doing the dances that they like, dressing the way that they like, and nobody was really cookie cutter all the time. How you put it on, how you had your hair, how you wore your shoes, like it was yours. Now it's just kind of like, oh yeah, you got this done, I'm gonna get this done. You did that this way, I'm gonna do that this way. Where did you get that? I'm gonna get that. Like, be yourself. Be yourself. It's like basic bitch, 1 to 100. Men, predictable and scared to be themselves. Society puts all these pressures on people, and I understand that, but we have to push back against society, and some people have to stand up and stop putting on this front and this facade like, we can't see you, because we could see you, okay? I could see through phony people real quick, real good. People who have, like, the hardest time having a discussion that's not about somebody else, phony. People who can't stop talking about what they got or who they know, phony. People who pick on people who are completely comfortable within themselves, phony. Whole conversation on the phone about other people's business, phony. What's going on with you? What do you want to do? What are you happy about? Like, phony people are not hard to see, hear, or feel, because it's very surfacey. Claiming who you are and having no fruits from that labor. Corny. Fretting like you're bigger than what you put the work in for. Phony. Corny. Doing things you don't want to do because people are looking. Corny. Cornball shit. Kissing ass at work. Cornball shit. So if you want less phony people around you, if you want to make sure phony people don't feel comfortable being within your space, there's a few things that you have to do. And it starts with setting boundaries so fake people can't access you. Being direct about the bullshit you see and calling the bullshit out in front of their face. And sometimes, unfortunately, it has to be in front of people because they're trying to make a scene. If you're not feeling it for an event or somebody's party, or you know who come in there that you don't fuck with, don't go. Send a gift. Send a gift card. Go out to lunch later in the week. I just need people to dig deeper and start explaining what you know so corny people don't get comfortable lying around you. Oh, no. Nah. What you call gonna be there? No, they be calling me out. They be putting me on the spot. Good. I want you to be nice and uncomfortable bringing that phony shit around me. When you say hey to me across the room and you know I don't fuck with you, I'm gonna just stare in your direction with a straight face. And it's not about being petty. It's about letting the person know that I don't fuck with you. You know I don't fuck with you. And you think because all these people are around, I'm going to put on a front like you. And I'm not. So embarrass yourself if you like to. You have to lessen a friend group if it's just chaos and negativity. Like when you see these fake phony relationships on TV and on social media where they meet up all the time and somebody ends up talking about this.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Person or drinks get thrown or somebody's cussing out this person. I don't have any friendships like that. I don't have any friendships where I go out with a group and it's just chaos and people don't like each other and this person is clicking with this person more and this person is pushing this one out the group more. Like, I like my relationships and my connections with people very much peaceful. I would rather not know a lot of people's personal business if it does not include me and I don't need to know. I'm not one of those people that need to know the tea if the tea ain't for me. Okay? Okay? Say it with me. I'm not one of those people that need to know the tea if the tea ain't for me. All right? Does the tea include me? Is the tea stopping how I function in my household? Is the tea gonna stop how I make my money? Is the tea gonna stop how I have my personal relationships? Is the tea gonna affect my kids? No? Well, I don't need to know. I don't need to know. I know Congress been doing some bullshit, but I'm also someone with the mindset that I am one person. I cannot control what this fucking government chooses to do. I know my pay grade. Okay? I don't care about what Usher did last week. I don't care about whose cherries he put in somebody's mouth at a concert. I just don't care. If you are in a relationship, be available to support what the person is doing. Keep a community around you that supports what's good in your life. Be open and honest with the people around you. Limit talking about phony people with them because that just makes you look more phony. Unless if that phony person was in the room, you would say the same shit. If the person that you're talking about would be in the room and you would say the same shit, carry on. Okay? Carry on. Because if hands is thrown, I hope you could throw them back. I'm just for keeping the peace. When I keep the peace, I feel better. I feel lighter. I feel like I can invite more goodness in my life. And I know other people feel like that too, which is why a lot of people minimize their friend group. When a person can move about and everybody knows them and everybody has access to them, that's energy. That's energy. And sometimes all of that energy is not all positive. And sometimes all of that energy that you're getting is not for the good of you or the people around you. So when you see messy people, when you see phony people and you can see through them and you can see the bullshit from a mile away, steer clear of people like that. Steer clear of people who don't have accountability for when they could be better or when they're not doing right. Stay clear of people who manipulate you into guilt because you don't want to do something with them, or you don't want to be somewhere with them, or you call out their attitude or their energy being off. Okay? Because if you know phony people and they feel so comfortable with you around, then what does that make you? I'm just saying. My name is Shan, and I just wanted to get that off, okay? I hope you have a great day. If you want to find me, you can find me at shanbpodden.com or at shanbpodden on social media. Hashtag shanbpodden to find things that I'm posting and shit. You can use my code ShanbyPodden in all caps on tabletopics.com to get your own cards. And if you need to, if you physically don't want to get in your car and drive to a therapist and find a therapist, or you try the therapist through your job, because that is also an option for a lot of companies, look into it. I think they'll pay for up to 4 sessions or 5 sessions, and then after that, your insurance would have to kick in. But if you're looking for some type of therapy, don't forget to use BetterHelp. You can use my code, She Gets It, and you can have 10% off your first month, okay? You're welcome. But, yeah, the link is in the show notes. Be great. You know, I'll be back with another one. You know what I'm saying? Just out here flourishing. Kill all that phony shit. Phony people. People who don't take care of their kids. Men and women. People who are phony with their spouse. If you're not trying to be along the lines of what they got going on, limit that shit. Limit that shit. Like, I don't know how to sit at a table and eat, break bread, and do business with people that I know are being phony to other people and smiling in their face. It doesn't make me feel good. Okay, so I limit myself, okay? This is how I feel comfortable moving. All right? No hard feelings. That's just what the fuck it is. All right? I'm going. Bye.